Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Games. Welcome once again to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Daslow. With me as always...
Hello, filthy animals. My name's Ben Vanell. And joining us, rounding out the trio, he's a very positive boy today.
I'm in a bad mood because, also I've just realised I should have asked for a water before starting this recording.
From Ben.
Yeah, well, I'm not just going to get up and, dig water out of his toilet?
Mm.
Where am I going to get it from? I don't know this house.
Don't tell him.
Yeah. Do you want one? I can get you one.
I'd love a water.
I'll get you one.
Oh.
Since someone isn't prepared to do any heavy lifting around here.
I'll get up and get it myself.
No, I'm already half up. Just a cold glass of water.
Coldest possible glass of water.
All right. Now that Tommy's out of the room.
We can talk about Thrush. That ad made such a social impact in this country.
Yes.
Now that the men are out of the room, we can talk about Thrush.
Mm-hmm.
I never left the room personally.
No, I was always there. I always stayed to watch what happened. Yeah. What was the thing that was supposed to get men out of the room?
That's the fanciest glass I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
It's like a port glass.
Full to the actual brim.
Ben Why do you even own this glass?
It's a wine glass.
It's a tiny goblet that he has in his cupboard.
It was a gift to my parents at their wedding.
This is like what a villain would drink out of in the WWE to make everyone in Texas hate him.
Did you mishear me saying it belonged to my parents and it was given to them at their wedding?
And what, they re-gifted it to you?
It doesn't explain why it's in your house.
They gave it to me.
Why? Just for me to break? Okay.
Oh, no. When I moved out of home.
Shouldn't this have been crushed underneath a foot?
Greek.
Isn't that how your weddings go? Then you have to stomp a bunch of shit and tear the place apart before it's official?
That's a Jewish thing, isn't it? That's not Greek. You think you're breaking plates.
Yeah.
Yes, I am, with how incensed I am at this accusation. Neither of my parents are practicing Jews.
Oh, okay.
They're both raised by Scottish and English Christians, I guess.
Right.
Right.
And are not religious now.
The Church of England. It's a great day to be a Catholic. Great week. Just a fantastic time for Catholics all around the country.
Yes.
Yeah, get
world.
Him. Get him, Adam.
Who are you talking about? I mean it.
I don't know, guys. I feel like you can separate the art from the artist on this one. That is the right-wing commentators in this country that are going hard on defense of their boy George Pell. And it's why?
Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
I understand feeling
insane.
Like you have to defend the crimes of Michael Jackson because it's too painful for you to have to not be able to listen to his music. But it's who cares about a priest? It's what do you lose out of this?
Well, I don't know. Or even when it's people going hey, look, I don't know, Louis whatever, he blah, 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 sticking up for Louis CK or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stupid. But at the same time, he isn't going to jail.
Yes. Right.
He's not a literally convicted criminal.
Sure. Yes.
So,
same with Michael Jackson. You can create ambiguity there if you want to still like him.
I say we dig him up and put him in a courtroom.
Hell yes.
Just because I love anarchy. I'm a bit like the Joker.
I actually saw his body in the car. I was at the funeral. I looked away and I looked back and his eyes started glowing.
Whoa.
So I think he might actually be alive.
And it'll be easy to cuff him if he's doing the Thriller dance. He's already got his hands.
It is sort of like that shuffle that they have to do when they're in a chain gang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the whole prison becomes more rhythmic.
I was reading the Herald Sun yesterday while I was waiting for a coffee, and it's first two pages of the, first two spreads are all about the conviction and everything. Mm. And then,
if you've not heard I don't know if this is global news or anything.
Oh, yeah, I wonder.
The big Catholic dude, what are they called? Cardinal. Yes. Cardinal George Pell. A Catholic pedophile?
Yeah. Convicted.
Yeah.
Convicted in court.
Just absolutely did it.
It was sort of known in most circles for a couple of months, but there was a suppression order because he hadn't been actually convicted.
Well, yeah, I mean, it
was
global news months ago because the overseas press could report on it, but it didn't get reported on here.
Anyway, luckily that guy's gone to jail for it for the rest of his shitty days, hopefully.
But then the third spread of the Herald Sun was, now here is Pell's side, and it's just his defense. And it's like the way, you know, anything, if it's framed properly, you find yourself starting to read it going, yeah, hang on, this actually, man. I was like, I got to step away from the fucking newspaper.
That big diagram of like, well, a bucket fell on my head so I couldn't see what I was doing. And then I tripped and the robe unraveled on a nail that had come out of the wall a little bit.
I saw the most of, there's a fucking great video, I don't know if you guys saw it, of him, of Pell walking out of the courtroom yesterday. And it's all, you know, there's just throng and cops are having to lead him into a car. And there's just like people yelling at him, and there's just like, you know, a lot of passion, like very just angry people going like, you're going to rot in hell, you fucking pedophile. Mm-hmm. Just going for it. And then right before he gets into the car, right as he's getting into the car, the person filming this video, you hear them from behind the camera go, see you later, rat boy. It's like,
you've had
the whole walk to cook something up. Jesus Christ.
He must be out, though. By the time a pedophile walks from prison to car, people have probably thrown every possible word at him.
True. Yeah. No one had said rat boy yet.
Rat boy's almost too polite. It's like, get out on your bike, you scallywag.
I liked the Batuta Advocates thing of just, see you later, cunt.
Yeah.
Just great.
Batuta Advocate doing some great work in the last 48 hours when there's a big one and they just go off flat out for 2 days.
Also, those fucking lefties, boy, they really got a skewering on the Batuta Advocate.
What did the lefties do?
I don't know. Something every week, apparently.
Something
wacky. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, another in the storied history of Australian pedophiles.
Mm. Yeah.
God, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, we're, globally speaking.
Yeah.
Per capita.
We're pretty good.
Per capita, you know how, like, every motherfucker at a backpackers seems to be from Australia somehow? Mm. Same at a creche.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Let's change the subject.
Yeah.
Why?
Yep. What do we got, boys? Some big news. So we're doing this, a day later than we normally do.
And a dollar short, as the saying goes.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of doing things that are very age inappropriate, I stayed up late to watch a Pokemon reveal trailer. Mm.
Yeah, me too.
I watched it in the morning, if anyone's wondering.
7 a.m. What about 1 a.m.?
Interesting. okay.
There's two new Pokemon games coming.
Yeah.
What a crazy time to be alive.
Yeah.
This got announced yesterday morning that there was going to be a video, 1 a.m. our time, little 7-minute video, and we sort of thought, oh, well, let's delay this. And it was pretty obvious that it was going to be the new big mainline Pokemon game. Mm. But they hadn't specifically said that.
Yes.
And my secret hope was that we would get fucked in our asses and it would just be like, I don't know, here's a new line of shoes with Pikachu on them that we're bringing out.
Yes.
Would have been very funny for us to rearrange our whole week.
Yep.
To now be here going, oh, yeah, cool.
We just have to commit to it, though. The whole episode is about Pikachu shoes. Pikachu's.
Yeah, I mean, sneaker extravaganza.
Instead, it's a new game, and my reaction is, oh, yeah, cool.
Mm.
Like, it is, to me, disappointingly similar to the previous ones in how it appeared.
I was pretty, as a trailer, I was pretty underwhelmed by it, I have to say.
Well, because there was, and it was so unlikely to happen that it would be some big leap for them.
That's very true. Like, thinking about it more objectively today, I'm like, well, that's on me. That was naive of me.
Oh, 100%. And they have developed a pattern for 20 years now of literally doing the same game a little better every single year, basically.
Yeah.
I don't think it's super unreasonable to have thought that, given that technically, this is the first time that it's on a console.
Yes.
I guess I was hoping that they would do more to kind of be like, spread their wings a bit and go and show that, like, hey, this is, we're not bound by having to be on a handheld anymore.
Right.
This is a thing that's going to be, you know, on people's TVs and stuff. Like, we've got a bit more to play around with.
Yeah. There's an argument to be made as well that they've had a couple of entries off because they just did that, like, expansion for Sun and Moon, basically.
Mm.
and then Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, which were like sort of a side thing.
Yeah.
So in terms of like the amount of actual time they've had to kind of cook this, it's a lot of time.
Absolutely.
You could have made yourself a goddamn pasta fazool.
That's the other thing too, is like I like the art style and everything of how the Let's Go games look. This looks very similar to them, which I don't love because in my head it's sort of like, well, the Let's Go games are kind of like a remake. So that's sort of just an in-between jazzing up of something old.
Sure.
So it's kind of hard to detach that feeling from seeing the same sort of looking character models and the fights look like they play out, like they look sort of visually the same as they do in those games.
I'd go as far as to say it looks quite poor.
I completely agree. Yeah. I think it looks much worse than the Let's Go games. Yeah. I think it looks like a poorly upscaled version of Sun and Moon.
It looks 3DS-ish. Totally. It looks really just like another half-step sort of thing like they always do.
A lot of people were going like, oh, and I think fairly like, oh, it could be like moving towards a Breath of the Wild revolution in terms of what these games are.
Mm.
And even stylistically, it's not there.
Yeah.
Like even resolution-wise, it looks lower than that.
The idea of a console Pokemon game, like a regular one, is something like since the 64 I've had in my head. There's a little child in me that's still screaming to get out.
Yep.
But he's disappointed today, which is why he was so fucking angry about that Uber thing before. But anyway.
The very start of the trailer where you just kind of see bits of the environment, I thought looked really good.
I so massively disagree.
I think I'm with Knox.
I think
on this,
it looks shitty, and like
the
it's
textures, like you could just see it. Like it looks much poorer than the Let's Go games.
Yeah. Well, I thought the design of them looked good, and then as soon as it got into sort of actually showing you running around the world, and I know it's early days and everything, but it just looked empty. It looked like a boring. And again, they're being selective in what they're showing off. And I wonder if because is it today or yesterday? Whenever the trailer – well, today, when the trailer happened, it's like Pokemon Day or whatever that they've done every year. So
4th.
I wonder if they've I wonder if they've kind of like rushed it up to coincide with that, you know, and maybe shown it off a bit earlier than they would have liked
Absolutely not.
To,
this is like, what the game is going to look like. Because it's what the previous ones looked like.
Yeah.
It's their pattern that it's always been.
Yeah.
Like it's in Pokemon Europe now, which is like kind of an interesting different thing.
Sure.
They're called Sword and Shield, which is, you know.
I don't like those as names.
It's
no,
there are all these
I.
rumored ones and like fake leaks and stuff, and all of them are more interesting.
Yeah.
I don't get why that they've chosen that as the like Sun and Moon. And I know obviously the longer something goes on, well, you're gonna start to run out of colors and everything like that. But like, come on, guy, you just gotta come up with two of something.
Totally. Totally.
Pokemon Key and Peel.
I like it. I like it.
Each of the Pokemon is more wackier skewering of Black American culture than
Love
the last.
It.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Pokemon Rocky and Pokemon Bullwinkle.
Oh, yes.
Team Rocket replaced by two Russians. I mean, look, I'm sure it's going to be fun and everything, but it was just a I'll still get it, and I'm sure I'll have a good time with it. Like this thing's going to be huge either way.
It's the same ass thing they've been doing for fucking ever, though.
It's like, just it's underwhelming.
And now there's going to be a couple of European looking like that's why it's Sword and Shield, because it's going to be like medieval.
Yeah,
like how there's this concept of Japanese Europe, where the way that they draw Europe in animes and stuff like that, the way that Europe is depicted in Japan, is bizarre. And it's like this weird half modern, half industrial revolution, half medieval.
What is that like?
It's three halves.
What's that turn-based strategy game?
Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah, that
is what Japanese Europe looks like, and this is the Pokemon version of that.
Yeah,
and it looks like there's going to be a bunch of like Wiggy or whatever, little like a guy wearing one of those British wigs.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Cobblestone.
Heaps of people have been commenting on this, and I agree with it that in the Let's Go games, part of the joy of it was seeing the Pokemon in the wild, kind of wandering around in the bushes and the encounters not being random, and that looks to be gone from this. And
apparently,
like I said, it just makes it the world feel to go from it feeling so vibrant and alive to just the overworld feeling just sort of dead and a bit barren and not seeing it. It is just like it's weird to take a step back from a remake that was just a bit of a, not cash in, but a bit of a stopgap.
Yeah.
To walk back from something like that. Like, it did have a couple of kind of innovative things about it, for being just a simplified remake that they it's so weird to have abandoned them because totally. that was such a great addition to it.
If those were here's the thing though with this one, I still think it'd be disappointing though because those that like Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee were still fucking exactly the same.
Sure, I'm not saying that would change it and make me be like, this looks like the best thing of all time. I'm just saying it's weird to have gotten rid of this thing that a lot of people really, that was the big thing that people commented on about that game was that they thought that added a lot to it. And I agree.
But then I'm glad the catching isn't the lame catching that was in.
Yeah. For sure, yeah.
Let's Go. Or I assume, I don't really know, I guess, but it doesn't look
But again, they've shown, realistically, they have shown off so little of it with this trailer, which again, it's like 7 minutes is short, but it is, you can still show off a lot as a trailer.
And why would and you they show just dedicated- off something that's underwhelming?
Well, just the visuals, the way it animates, everything like that looks like the 3DS games.
It totally does. It really, really reminds me of Sun and Moon.
There's three new fucking have a guess which generation these came from.
Yes.
Starter ones again with like dumb names. There's Score Bunny. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's or like Scorch Bunny.
Yes.
The Fire Rabbit.
Yeah.
There's Limmy. A Water Lizard.
Limmy.
Scrubble. I want to say it's
Gobby.
Gobby. It's Scrubble or something. It sounds like
it's
Squirtle.
Scobby?
Scobble. I think
I think it's Scobble.
It might be Scobble.
Yeah.
Last FM.
We'll never know. There's no way of us finding this
out. But there's Scobble.
But then
the water lizard, and there's a green plant. What is he?
He's a little monkey.
Monkey.
Yeah.
Green
whose
chin.
Name is
like Blaskin or something.
His name is Grookey.
Grookey. Yeah.
Which, oh boy.
Yeah.
It isn't a good name.
No.
It sounds like you're saying something very bad.
Yeah.
I was saying like Ookie because monkey's like Ookie Ookie.
I'm sure that's why.
They go like that. Grookey. Green Ookie. Green monkey. Grookey. I get it.
I think
it's the best name ever.
Yeah, I get
it. Scrubble it.
Sobble.
Sobble. There you go.
Yeah.
Pretty close to Scrubble.
That might be the worst Pokemon name I've ever heard.
What about Gorbis?
Is that real?
No. I don't know, actually.
It's still better than Sobble.
Trubbish is a pile of rubbish that's Trouble.
That's a shitty, yeah.
That really is the big glaring problem with these games now is like someone put together a little thing of like the timeline of all the starter Pokemon over the years. And you go back and I don't know if it's just the nostalgia talking, but you go and you look at the design of like Bulbasaur and you go, none of these other leaf ones compare. Like it is getting to the point where it's like, oh, it's a green monkey.
Yeah. Oh, it's
a stick with a little face on it.
They've run out of real world animals to riff on.
Yes.
And then they try going like, is an ice cream a Pokemon? Can keys be a Pokemon?
Yeah.
And it turned out no was the answer.
Yeah.
So now they're like, oh, cactus.
Yeah.
And it'll be like medieval kind of stuff. Like there's one that they put in Pokemon Go that was like Smelty or something like that. And it was like a cog. Do you remember that? Bolt?
It was like recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smelty.
And it'll be that sort of like medieval. There'll be one that is ghost armor.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There'll be like a crown.
Okay.
Interesting.
What would he be called?
She would be called. Actually, Pokemon, they're usually both one of each gender.
King O and Queen O.
Vobbus.
Okay.
Just something fucking stupid.
Sure.
Yeah.
Gribble.
Yeah. I wonder if there'll be a Stonehenge Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or there'll be like 10 different ones that form to be Stonehenge.
Yeah, that's cool. Yes. That's cool.
A caveman.
Beefeatermon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the eyes are like at the top of the hat.
Yeah.
Mr. Beanmon. It's got
and
a little teddy.
Yeah. They never leave each other's side.
Ali G-mon. Just lampoons you. Makes you look like a right idiot.
Oh man, that interview Ali G-mon did with Victoria Beckmon. Very funny.
I don't know. I'm turning around. This game's going to rule.
It sounds like the best game ever made.
Ali G-mon just sounds like him introducing himself.
That's true.
Ali G-mon. That's what he'd say.
I get it.
Alig, as I call him. The alligator. Gervaismon. He doesn't believe in any of the god Pokemon.
I think they're honestly better off at this point, which I thought they did really well in Sun and Moon, is just having alternate evolutions of the old Pokemon that everyone likes,
yeah.
and going like, well, in this region, because it's been so long since they did those designs, it's like you can kind of riff on that and just, go, yeah. what if involving yeah. in that way he kind so of evolves in
Pikachu
that way?
Pikachu with just big fucked up teeth.
Yeah, that's way more interesting.
Charmander.
Oh, Charmander, I'm sure. Yeah, that'd be way better.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then another one.
What about Sobble?
You've nailed it.
It's a shy lizard. Yeah, I don't know.
The weird thing about that trailer too was that they had the very Nintendo move of just having three separate people
yes.
get on camera to just talk about the game to you, and it's like, just cut together a good trailer.
Yeah.
Including, from memory, one guy who's in the video to just introduce another guy.
But that's
There's one dude that didn't say anything about the game. It's like, why is this cuck getting airtime in the video?
It's all politics. They'd all have to. It'd be like a respect thing if you're high enough and after you've,
right.
you've got
he's,
to do
he's
it.
He's the MC. This is what happens with comedy. You guys think he doesn't actually do games development.
You
but
should
he
try
does.
Making a Pokemon game. You're just as good as those other guys.
Those fucking idiots. I've been making them for years. That's why I'm the MC.
It's definitely what a big enough group of people will want.
Yeah, yes. for sure.
It has completely sucked any interest I had in it off.
Yeah. No.
Meaning I'm more interested than ever. No, I just don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
About this one.
I have to be won back over, I think, from this.
If they have a really fun Europe, then maybe.
Maybe. I guess, again, that's why I was underwhelmed. I just was hoping for... There's no details in. It's like they show the starter Pokemon and that's it. They don't really show you anything about.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to get a couple little more morsels of like, hey, here's an interesting thing about the world. Here's an interesting thing about the battles.
Yeah.
He's showing you a little bit of how this works.
Oh, here's about a bunch of 180 degree camera shots around a bland character. Yeah.
Mm. And a shit looker. And when we say in Europe, by the way, it's clearly a British Central Europe type thing. It's very UK looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they had in X and Y, I think it was almost like Pokemon France a little bit.
Right.
The main city at least was a little Paris-y.
Mm.
There's also a Pokemon named Paris. So.
Oh, that's very,
is there really?
There is. P-A-R-A-S.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
is that a flower one?
Little mushroom guy.
Yeah,
little mushroom crab.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I remember. And yeah, it's hard to tell how much of it's nostalgia or how much of it is like, a wall isn't a Pokemon cunt.
Yes.
You can't just fucking draw a face on any noun and then go like, it's Jim.
Yeah.
Jimmon.
It's Jim. It's Jim, the Pokemon Jim. Say hi, Jim. Jim.
Jim.
And he's just always looking at the camera.
Yeah, that was the other thing too. When they showed the starter Pokemon, they have the little they did their little noises, which sound like they're trying to do like, here's what they would have sounded like on the Game Boy.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I don't think you guys liked this, but I kind of liked that in Pokemon Let's Go that they had their. I thought that was kind of a charming.
I would rather them do their little like Squirtle.
Yeah, I liked that, but then making these new ones do that too, it's like, this is dumb.
But that's what they've done for years. They would have been able to have those fucking cunts say their names since like 2007.
Yeah, that's true.
But they haven't bothered.
Yeah.
It's because like the is for some reason, it's because there's some fucking person really high up there who's like, no, this is exactly how it has to be. Don't touch my desk.
Yeah.
Who is just like too set in their ways, fucking taking the exact same route to work every day, even though one of the roads they used to take has been destroyed now.
Well, how does he get through?
He just drives anyway.
Wow. Wowee. He should use the cut command.
Yeah. Fly.
It's been a bad week for Pokemon, hasn't it? Wait a minute.
Who's this coming over the horizon to save?
Hey, it's Detective Pikachu.
Nope, it's... Hey, it's Detective Pikachu.
That sounds boring.
I don't like Ryan Reynolds, and this second trailer did reconfirm that.
This,
but...
Yeah, what?
Love the trailer still.
It's real fun, right?
Detective Pikachu, this is.
I didn't like this trailer as much as the first one, I have to say.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have just had a shit week for Pokemon.
Yeah, I guess I really have.
I think I did like it. I liked the way all the other Pokemon looked in it.
Mm.
I liked the little Mr. Mime bit at the end. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just the song annoyed me. That song choice annoyed the fuck
like
out of
movie
me.
Movie trailer shit.
Yeah, for sure. But that stuff.
Someone's just made a deal with someone.
Yeah.
Because they take the same elevator.
Yeah, but I liked seeing different getting a bit more of a taste of like what the movie will actually be.
Mm.
That looks like there will be a bit of kind of, yeah, fighting kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You see them sort of in a stadium.
That scene looked all right as well. Yeah. The Pikachu's like, oh, fuck, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Yeah. I liked it. Yeah. It looks like, and I know this actually exists, but it looks like PG Deadpool in Pokemon Land.
Kind of.
Like, it's, and Deadpool.
Like Who Framed Roger Rabbit sort of
sure,
shit.
Sure, yeah. Mm. I think I was so skeptical about Deadpool before I saw either of the movies. And it's like, oh, they're pretty fun, lighthearted, fun movies. And Ryan Reynolds is pretty funny. And I think this is what this looks like.
Oh, speaking of Deadpool, Adam, there's a big can of V that you left at my house about a year ago. Can I throw it out or do you want it?
Does it have Deadpool on it? Is that why?
That's just the I just equate that with the drink of the Deadpool fan.
Yes.
No, leave it.
Okay. Can you take it with you next time you're at my house?
Yes.
Okay.
For I just about a year today, ago, surely like, not.
How long am I going to tolerate this fucking can of V?
Because I do
sitting
know
in my fridge
that can't have been there for that long. There was a period of time where they were cross promoting with Deadpool. I remember.
Really?
Yeah.
V were.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting.
I remember having when I was in New Zealand with Pete and Luca, who I do another podcast with called Ooh Spooky, and we were in New Zealand. And we were making fun of Deadpool just because, like, it is easy to do.
Absolutely.
Especially the typical what you imagine is the type of person who you're like, this guy's a big fan of Deadpool.
Yeah.
He buys enough V that he's leaving it in other people's fridges and doesn't even
for
give
sure.
a shit.
For sure.
And that is a very Deadpool lover thing to do. You're right.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's very cheeky.
So we were doing like a Deadpool day. We were all tweeting Deadpool guy jokes.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah. And I was like, I was sitting here back in Australia thinking, what a wonderful trip those three men are having.
And I can't remember any of them now, but it was all stuff like Deadpool, you know, normal guy, hey, do you want to come into my house? Deadpool guy, please enter my abode. That sort of stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And we were making fun of Deadpool for ages in this pizza place we were eating at. Anyway, then the guy behind us, I felt really bad about this the whole time, and we'd almost literally made exactly this joke.
Yeah.
He'd eaten a full pizza and drank a 2-liter Coke to himself, and he got up and walked out with a Deadpool shirt on.
Nice.
Oh. We've been making fun of Deadpool the whole time, and like, Deadpool fan, drinks more water, fucking soft drink than water.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So
now he knows, I guess, right? He knows to change his ways. Or a bunch of average white men will have another go at him.
The most dangerous type of person in the world.
That is fair.
I thought the story was going to be because you're in a pizza place and you're ragging off on Deadpool that you saw Ryan Reynolds in the pizza place.
Yeah, I was hoping it would be
another
Ryan
guy
Reynolds.
And a girl.
Yes.
Like Van Wilder would have done.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a good movie. Van Wilder.
I prefer Van Wilder to The Rise of Taj.
It's a good joke title to drop into it's like the new what's it called? Break into Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, but then a whole bunch of people to have to fucking sacrifice like 2 years of their life to make a fucking Van Wilder 2, The Rise of Taj happen.
Yeah.
Those poor
Is he in it? Is Ryan Reynolds in it?
I think a stand-in shows up for it.
Okay. Right.
There's definitely a Van Wilder sequel. There's maybe three Van Wilders where another guy plays Van Wilder.
Right.
But like younger. It's like freshman Van Wilder when
Dumb
he's like...
Dumb and Dumber style.
Exactly.
Yes.
He's like working into becoming... The party liaison.
Right, yeah.
But at this point, he's just like a...
He's just a party attendee, probably.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's an amateur partier.
Mm.
But anyway.
I am jacked for this movie, for Detective Pikachu.
Despite the trailer being underwhelming.
It was just the song annoyed the fuck out of me.
Okay. Yeah. I don't even remember the song.
I believe it was Holding Out for a Hero.
Yes, I liked it.
Yeah, that's right.
It would that was just pretty standard trailer stuff.
For sure, really, but that's kind of that's why it annoyed me.
I think, and they use it with a wink.
And it was like,
it's.
I was medium about it, but it was also very Ryan Reynolds movie type
yes.
of thing.
Yeah.
Which I don't know.
But yeah, it looks great.
It's fun, still.
I just think the way that they've brought the Pokemon into the real world is fantastic.
Yep. The Pokemon look great.
Keeping the proportions still very cartoony in the design and then just real world textures is such a smart move.
And I think the action stuff that they're doing with them is all like, oh, I wouldn't have thought of that. Like, it's great. It's great. I'm looking forward
Charizard's
to being surprised.
Flying around? What the fuck? Where do they come up with this
shit? That cunt can't breathe fire. What's going on here?
That shot where there's like a big Pikachu float, like a big yes. balloon. Like, I like the idea that Pokemon exist in the world and there's also all this revelry for them. Mm. Like, it is it in this world where they exist, they are also kind of like this pop culture phenomenon.
Yeah.
Like they are in the real world as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the idea of Pokemon evolving like that to have some sort of sense of humor to it like that as well. Mm. That like not necessarily the, well, I know that I'm a Pikachu, but
sure.
The idea that like, of course there's some silly ways that the Flintstone shit, I think we've talked about this before.
Right.
With the Pokemon doing that. Like that's part of why the games are getting tedious for me is because yeah. it's the same thing again and again where it's like some little fucking kid standing there and you talk to him. Mm-hmm. He's like, God, I love having a Gribus. And you're like, okay, yeah. mate, good for fucking you. But yeah. these Pokemon are all just standing around doing nothing. They're all furniture.
Yeah.
Like, make it a world.
You're
where
right.
Pokemon
those two
exist.
Trailers being on the same day and seeing this, seeing the film's approach
yeah.
to the world of Pokemon and how that actually exists and everything. And then to go back to this trailer that is still this rooted in like 1999 mm. approach to it.
Yeah.
It really does stand out as like, and I know like it's so naive to have thought that this could have happened, but like, a friend of mine got Breath of the Wild over the weekend and is playing that and mm. he was just like talking to me about it and reminded me of like, oh yeah, that like the first moments of it and everything. And this was like before that trailer came out and just like, God, imagine that with mm. Pokemon. Like just that something. Approach to it would be so good.
Honestly, there's no reason why it shouldn't be that good.
They're scared. They don't want to take a
I mean, it's
risk
it,
with it.
Yeah.
No other
game is that good, arguably, as well.
But
like
even like a Super Mario Odyssey of like putting an extremely high and deserved and expected level of care and detail into a huge game.
I mean, I wonder
why
if
not do that?
Like that company is separate from Nintendo technically. They I are. Wonder yeah. how much the internal stuff I've literally I mean it when I say I reckon there's a small group of people there who are like, nope, this is how it's done and won't budge on
yeah.
it.
Well, because it'll still be a beast. Like it'll True. Sell so many. So it's almost like, well, you kind of can't fault them for being like, we can't afford to take risks. I'm sure that's just what they think is like, no, this is this established thing. These mainline ones have to be like this.
They need to have a Skyward Sword before they'll do a Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And this one is called fucking Sword.
Oh!
So, all right. Which one are you going to get if you're going to get it then?
Sword, I guess.
Probably Sword. I don't know.
I think I'd get Shield because the fewest people would get it.
Right.
I mean, that's the other thing about those is things. It's like, I don't care.
I don't
like,
care.
Like, at least
also,
when it was colors, you could kind of pick it. Well, I like that color more. It's like sword and shit. It's like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't have a sword or a shield.
Yeah.
How can I judge this?
I am my own sword and shield.
Oh.
I'm the weapon. I saw a dude standing outside of, I guess, a dojo the other day.
He Shout was out like, to Dave Callan.
He was wearing like the full karate stuff and a black belt.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a big part of my brain that was like, fucking hit him.
Cool.
See what happens. See if you can just beat him.
Oh.
See if you're just secretly a karate master.
He would have Steven Seagal'd you and just
flipped completely.
You completely onto the ground.
And of course, I just yelled some shit at him.
Oh, sure.
Which he couldn't get me back with.
Stuff about the black belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, black belt. Did you white? Is it just a white belt, but it got dirty?
Yeah.
Fuck off. Got you.
I bet he cried.
He
did cry. That's cool, man.
Wow.
No, karate chopped me. That's what I meant. He didn't cry.
I'm going to get sword because Deadpool has a sword.
No,
that's true.
Yeah.
I'm going to get shield because Captain America has a shield. No. And I like the serious Marvel movies.
Very quickly too, the whoever the head guy in the video was, he did say at the end that they've got another Pokemon game coming this year.
Mm.
That's this one.
No.
Oh, there was another one?
Yeah, he said
one?
At the end we've got something else as well.
Yeah.
Pokemon Snap 2, baby!
That honestly would be fucking sick.
That'd be fun.
Why the fuck hasn't that happened?
I think that's the best actual Pokemon game that has been made.
Possibly. I agree.
Oh! Yeah.
It's really good.
And
wow.
The fact that it was so fun and it was on the 64 and we're now like three generations on from that.
Yeah.
It's like that would fucking rule.
It had that shit I'm talking about as well, which make it feel like a world where there actually are Pokemon here.
Yeah.
Because they were all like coming down from the vines and they're all running around. You can throw an apple at their head and whatever.
Yeah.
Made it feel like, that's a Pokemon there.
Yeah.
Not just like a fucking set of numbers with a dumb name and it goes.
Yes.
Yeah, that. It had this thing where you could save your photos onto a memory card and then take it to like Blockbuster and print them out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Snap slaps, baby. Snap slaps.
What?
Snap slaps. It's good.
Oh, okay.
Slaps is a fucking new dumbass word that Triple J presenters have started saying. Oh, yeah, songs. Yeah. I fucking hate it. This song spanks.
That's fuck good. You.
Get a personality, cunt.
It whips.
Oh, I won't keep it for too long. We're going to get back to the music. Music's not a personality. You just have a fucking RSS feed.
Wow.
That you
wow.
Look at new
they're
music
just doing
on.
Their job, I would yeah. argue.
I think that they're not doing their job.
I'd
their
actually
job
love that job.
Is to entertain.
So yeah, if
that
anyone's job would be listening great. From Triple J, get me in.
Get a couple of 30.
I know the words.
Oh, sweet Caroline.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm just in a bad mood. I don't mean any of that, but for God's sake, just fucking crack a joke if you're on the radio.
I plan to.
I hate it when you hear someone who's trying to be cool. That's my least favorite fucking sound of a voice. That yeah.
But one yeah, could argue in their head because they are on Triple J, and I'm yes. sure to a lot of that audience, they are cool.
But that is the point of the voice that I don't like, is that it's that feedback loop where they're aware of where they are, so they're trying to put on that personality, but yeah. then that gets fed back into by people thinking that personality is genuine.
Oh, totally,
then everyone's
man.
Walking around with fucking two shirt buttons undone.
Absolutely.
And it's like,
dude.
Motherfucker, it's not even hot.
Oh, thanks for calling in, man. Hope you're all having a great arbor.
Yeah. Hope Jace is having a sick barbecue. No, you don't give a fuck about Jace's barbecue.
Maybe they do, though.
I doubt it.
So you think people are influenced in their personalities by the media that they consume?
Yes.
So what did you experience to create this? I'd love to know.
Did you hear what I was... cans of me.
I was making Pokemon noises for several seconds before, and I'm pretty sure you could sync them up with real ones.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wonderful stuff. Anyway, very much worth staying up to till 1 a.m. for. Good yep. Lord.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten a response from Uber.
Oh, yeah.
Did I even say what happened with the Uber?
No,
when
you,
we were
I don't
on?
Think you did.
No.
Okay.
Let's give some context.
Whole bunch of bullshit. I tried to get an Uber. He fucking drove past me. Yeah. I'm in such a bad mood today.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What would you say your baseline mood is? If like 10 is the angriest
yeah.
and 1 is calmest, what do you think your... What's an average day? What do you think you operate at?
It's never a 1.
Right. Yeah.
I've had a few ones recently where I get to work and I'm like, I'm the happiest one here. It's yeah. crazy.
I've had a good week. I've yeah. had a good week where I think I've been mostly around a 2.
Yeah.
That fact is pissing me off.
Yeah, yeah.
So I reckon I'm like at a 6 or a 7 as a baseline.
I reckon 2 is, I don't think I've ever been at a 1 in my life. I reckon
really?
2 is as low as I'll go. I'd right. say on an average day, I probably am in the middle.
Right.
And but then the slightest thing happening before midday, I'm like guess what? I'm up to 8 now.
Then you were on 7 before.
That's fair.
Being in an Uber that's running late whilst listening to Triple J might
yes.
fucking make you furious.
No, but I'm saying that's the way things affect me, is that
yeah,
like something yeah. happens,
yeah.
my capacity for staying not fucked off
mm-hmm.
is like I get an email that rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
And it's like boom.
Wow.
Like I'm not just creeping up by 1.
Mm.
It really throws me out.
Your Amazon order of 600 tiny tiny condoms to practice with has been delayed, Tommy.
Yeah, that would fucking
because I needed to
put.
I realised I'd
out.
Said too many condoms,
yes.
and I needed to make it clear that they weren't for use
they're
during
for practicing
sex.
In, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And not
condoms,
only are they
yeah.
late, but they've gotten my order of them being extra, extra, extra small completely wrong.
Oh.
Tiny, tiny is Europe. Extra, extra, extra small.
Okay, good. Oh, okay. Well, then I'm back. Now I'm back down to a 6.
Yeah, it goes from tiny, tiny up to biggly, wiggly. UK sizes are different.
And what am I practicing for?
For the big condom competition that's coming up.
Oh, very yeah. quick.
They judge you on a few different things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Speed of application.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
General fuckability.
Yep.
Not okay. as in your ability to, like your ability to fuck.
Yeah.
Right. Not your appearance
yeah.
or, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Your skills.
Mm.
Trick round, special round for trick.
Oh, sure.
And not tying.
Mm.
Now, here's the crazy thing
What's
about not tying.
What's the trick round? Well, like pulling
up to
a,
you.
Is it like a talent section?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Doing okay. a pop shove it while you're mid-route.
Mm. Or if you like do a like balloon animals are popular.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If you can do a Christ air in the middle.
Nice.
Get that grind meter really going.
You don't want the grind meter too high or else it can tear.
Ah, okay.
1080, you go for 10.8 seconds.
A new record.
Tony Hawk's about to do the 900. Oh! He falls to his knees.
Oh, and he's busted. Yeah, I have a little dick, everyone. That's the real takeaway here.
Absolutely.
That was my takeaway. That I got to the end of that 7-minute Pokemon trail and I was like, God damn, my penis is little. Oh, fuck.
God, I wish I looked like a Diglett.
Nice.
But instead, I've got a small Diglett.
Right. Yeah, what's the most little dickhead Pokemon?
I guess it's Diglett.
Probably Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff's a girl though, right?
Well, they can both be both, I think, except for like Nidoran and...
Oh, yes. Nidorino?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were... What's up, Nidorino? You know how Flanders always used to say, what's up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hoodly doodly or whatever.
Biggly wiggly Nidorino.
Biggly wiggly Nidorino. Yeah, which Pokemon would have the biggest and the smallest dick?
Yeah.
I actually reckon Snorlax has the smallest dick in proportion.
That's fair.
Probably a good call.
Thank you. I thought long and hard about it and I was like, it's not that.
I reckon, what's its name? Is it Eggs?
Executor?
Executor. I reckon he's got an absolute thumper.
Nah.
Nah.
Taurus or like one of the bulls or something like that, or one of the dragon ones, like Charizard.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? A dick with fire at the end of it.
Yeah,
I've actually seen some of those pictures and yeah.
That's true. We could probably definitively Google this.
This right now is the most on brand bit of content of what the mission statement of this podcast is
absolutely
meant to be. We've never been more in the center of what we all wanted this show to be when we started it over 3 years ago.
Absolutely.
I thought I might feel something. But
enough about things that ex-lovers have said to me.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
You've brought it back. Here we go. This question was asked on the 5th of September 2018. Which Pokemon has the biggest dick?
Yes.
It's on the IGN forums.
Oh, okay. Academics.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the real shit.
Mm.
It says, which Pokemon has the biggest dick? Rapidash? Which is along my line of thinking, like a horse.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Horses have big dicks.
And then it says, also, some guys sitting behind me in this pizza shop were really mean to me.
Onyx.
Onyx
is not a bad one.
Right.
I'm not, please don't do this, but I reckon if we went looking, there would be some horrible deviant art.
Absolutely.
Illustrating this.
And don't send any in to us.
No.
Let's get ahead of that.
Hey, just quickly, I just thought of it then. We forgot to do this up the top. But thank you to everyone in Melbourne who came to the live show over the weekend.
All you big dick motherfuckers.
Yeah, we should wedge that in.
Yes.
It saw the debut of a new Adam Knox character, Andrew Dice Gamer.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hickory dickory duck, it's time to play Xbox.
Truly one of your best moments.
Yes.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was great. It was a really good night.
Thank you also to the gentleman who was there. Our mole in at Nintendo.
Oh!
Who came up to me afterwards and was having a very nice chat. And then
Mewtwo actually has the biggest dick, he said to you. That's what he whispered.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mewtwo actually has the biggest dick is what I said, because you couldn't hear me from the other side.
Yeah,
because
you whispered
into the microphone, which I'm not connected to.
Yes. No.
Yeah, he brought that up to me and I was like, it was weird then because in no way were we talking about it in the live show.
Yeah.
I hadn't asked.
It's a podcast, Tommy. I'm back from the future. You're going to be talking about big dicks for Pokemon. You can't do it.
He
it's
did
too
very
cool.
Kindly. He presented me with a Nintendo Switch water bottle, which we got
nice.
At the promo event that we went to, and which I lost mine. I left it at the supermarket.
Oh.
He'd heard me complain. He'd heard me throw a tantrum about it on the pod.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you to that man.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks to everyone for coming. It was fun.
Yeah, but that was really fun. We did a little stand-up, a little stand-up performance at the start.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. And we're working out at the moment, doing more of them, coming to some other places.
Yes.
So
Secret places.
Yeah.
Like basically the nearest other city in Australia.
Ballarat.
No. Yeah. Hobart, I guess,
Geelong.
Technically.
Geelong.
Is that Geelong. A city?
Yes, it is.
Town.
Well, take it up with the city. Take it up with the city of Geelong.
Technically, Frankston's a city.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't buy that. No, no way.
What do you mean?
We should go to Frankston, I guess.
Life pod in Frankston.
Why not?
So you boys, you've been firing up the old PlayStations, haven't you?
Yes.
No. Xbox for me.
Oh, God.
Well, yes for me. On my behalf.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben.
You brought it up. It will actually become relevant later on as well.
Ooh. I was about to say you could have just lied.
No.
Just let me have the win there.
Because we've been playing Anthem.
Yeah.
So you haven't played it, Tommy?
No. Nah.
I don't think it's for you.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I've not played it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Have a feeling that we're going to have differing opinions on it.
I believe
in
that's
some
true.
Aspects. So
I believe that's correct.
See, why would I play a game like that when I have entertainment like this that I can enjoy?
I'll very quickly, as the Pokemon with the biggest dick here, I'll go first. just super quick summary. I think it's really fun. Mm. I think that the shooting and like the moving around is fun.
Well, wait a minute. We've got the exact same opinion.
I think every other aspect of it is shit.
Ben's gone up to a 9.
The writing, the writing is fucking terrible. It's got the worst type of sci-fi where it's like, we came up with 60 dumb nouns. Learn them all, and that's world building.
Well, I've remembered all of the nouns.
Oh, the Heart of Rage, the fucking Anthem of Creation, all that Destiny bullshit.
I actually forgot that second one, so.
It's the name of the game as well. Like, it's fucking insane how poorly written every bit of dialogue is. Do you agree or disagree so far?
To be honest, I agree with everything you've said.
Well, end of podcast.
It's an 8 out of 10 from me.
It's like a 5 or a 6 from me.
It's really fun. It is really fun to play.
Yeah, it gets repetitive at point. Like it's very much of the same sort of breed of shooter that's been around this generation.
Yep.
Destiny Division type of thing where it's like you are going to areas with several other players and shooting pretty dull enemies with your cool abilities.
Yeah. I think that the flying around shit is really fun.
It is.
I love it. It's that 3D aspect to that combat adds literally a dimension to it. I've done some free roaming stuff where it's like, okay, cool, there's a giant fucking monster there.
Yeah.
And there's a vehicle with some people trapped inside. And you need your friends to come and help you blast the shit out of the monster and step by step let the people out. And it's fun. It's strategic and the kind of thing where it's like, oh, I guess I'm Iron Man now.
Yeah.
And I never would have imagined a game like this would exist in my lifetime. And it is, and it's fun.
Yes, that part of it is fun. I don't agree that the combat is very three-dimensional just because...
Well, mate.
It's the same sort
it
of...
It literally is.
Well, it is, but like...
Now, hang on. Let's see him explain his way out of this one.
Because it doesn't matter where you are in that Z-axis.
Mm.
It's still... It's Doom. It's pointing and shooting directly at these things, which don't have any sort of like... I don't think verticality comes into it at all.
I do for the bosses and stuff like that.
Sure, maybe the bosses do a little more. And I'm like... Maybe... 10 or so hours in.
Yeah, right. I'm not even that far in, but I've done a lot more of the free roaming stuff than the story.
I've done mainly the story. I haven't really done the free roaming as much.
Right.
And yeah, the story is like, it's weird because the game is always multiplayer.
Yeah.
Mm.
You can turn it off and have like a private lobby, but the game is like, don't do that.
It's harder.
Yeah.
It basically is made for groups.
Yeah. So you're always with 4 people in the missions or 3 other people.
I actually have been playing most of the story missions alone.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you... So...
It's just harder. Like, you just die a couple more times.
Right. Okay. That sucks. So it's like the same mission with people or without?
From what I can tell, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a lame thing to do.
It's not ideal, but it's an easy way to be like, oh, I actually want it to be harder.
Can you guys arm wrestle or something? I was frothing on the idea that there was going to be conflict here.
It's a nuanced discussion, Tommy.
Stop beating each other off.
I think part of talk about Pokemon's dicks again or something?
Part of the reason I think it's kind of hard to be that controversial about this game is because one of the other things I'm not such a fan of with it is it's one of the most plain... games that I've ever seen. Like,
yeah.
I can't tell, find a part of it that seems
unique,
passionate or creative.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I thought that from the first trailer that from when it was announced. This is very by the numbers.
It's not, it doesn't have a lot of depth to it or creativity.
No.
It's done like it's very deep. Like, we talk about how Pokemon looks empty, how Kingdom Hearts 3, the levels to me looked empty and lacked detail.
Yeah. Mm.
It doesn't lack detail.
No.
It doesn't feel empty. It feels, the little hub world is pretty incredible looking. It's very vibrant, but
it's, I disagree that it's vibrant in any way.
Get him.
Until you talk to a person.
Or like can't.
Yeah.
As well. Like, it's so fucking weird that there's all these people. You go, so like when you're not in the free roam kind of outer world bit, or in the like little hangar.
Yeah.
Where you can like interact with other people, other players. There's like this city and you walk around it very fucking slowly.
Yeah.
In first person.
Sprinting is like normal speed.
It's weird. So weird.
It is strange.
Like, it's the and when the outside is like, because I'm playing as the, I forget what the type of javelin it is, but the fast one.
Sobble.
Sobble, yeah. I'm playing as Gronkaroony. Whatever the speed one is. It's like.
Interceptor? Oh, no, Storm.
No, not Storm. It might be Interceptor.
Yeah.
The lightest one.
Yeah.
That's very fast and like melee focused,
mm-hmm.
which I'm liking. I wish I hadn't picked the male voice because he's a little fucking quippy.
He's a little Ryan Reynolds-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's so fast and fluid outside. Like the whole point is that you're doing these cool jumping off of cliffs and flying.
And that shit is super fun. Like when you're cool. Like, oh, let's, as a group, let's zoom through these fucking rings and down this tunnel and you pop out there and it looks amazing. I really do like the visual style of the world and the way that it makes you feel those physics is very effective, I think.
The way the world looks reminds me a bit of Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it looks quite as good as that did at the time.
I agree with that, yeah.
But it's that sort of thing where it's jungly cross with techie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of waterfalls and shit.
Yeah, having to fly through waterfalls to cool down is like so dumb but kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it makes you have to swoop down to like skim the water.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is like the flying thing to do anyway. If you got a real Iron Man suit, you'd make that water part.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. First the water parts, then you know what else starts parting when you get home.
What's that?
I'm asking.
Dolly.
I'd love to be able to fly, dude. If I could have one superpower, first thing I'd do, fly into the women's change room.
You headed us both off at the pass there, I think.
That's not bad. Maybe that one should go into the act, boys.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And
then a detailed description of every woman in the change room.
It looks nice when you're outside. Then when you're inside that town, you're moving really slowly, and there's people kind of around, but they're fucking robots. They're nothing.
Yeah.
They're just standing there in the one place. Their mouths are moving. But they're not saying
that's
anything.
True.
It's the strangest choice where it looks like this fucking Pirates of the Caribbean ride bullshit where there's like these animatronic people and there's like two or three points in the city where there'll be like a pair of people who whenever you walk past them will be having some fucking canned conversation.
Yeah.
But it's also poorly written as well.
I do think the dialogue is pretty cringeworthy.
It's just uninteresting at best. It's just very bland and plain. And at worst, it's like that type of "we got this" type of fucking shit.
It is that. It's. I think I made peace with the fact that was going to suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am zooming through that. I've turned the sound off and I'm listening to podcasts and I've got the subtitles on.
I have started skipping dialogue.
Yeah.
As well. Which is making it more fun and like as long as it's you're just going like it's fun to jump and shoot.
Yeah,
the game is fun. If you want anything else out of it, I think it's lacking.
Yeah, I think that's fair
because the loot stuff isn't particularly interesting.
It's fine. Yeah,
the missions are like fucking plain as hell. It's go here, go here, go here. You feel like you have no agency over them as well if you're doing it as a group because someone else gets to the thing first. Maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
It tries to create that fake dramatic tension in it by having like your radio guy who's in your head the whole time. Come over the thing and be like, wait, something else is about to happen. Hold on.
Yeah.
But it's like,
Jeremy, we're just about to reach your camp. Oh, great, guys. oh, guys, there's, oh, yeah. I've just been, there's another group coming. I have to meet you down in the caves.
It sounds like the kind of shit that you hear over the speakers at like amusement park rides.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh, we're going off the rails.
And then all yes. it means is like, yeah. oh, the thing I've been doing this whole time. There's one more thing of that to do.
Yeah, so yeah. Either, another step. Yeah.
There's another drop or, oh, there's six more enemies to shoot.
Did, yeah. Just as a deviation, did we talk on the pod about you and me, Ben, being in Tokyo Disneyland and like being on rides and having yeah. those hokey things happen, but it's all in Japanese. So it actually kind of is scary. It's like yeah. this red light going off and then a voice screaming panicked at you yeah. that you can't understand. It's like this actually is scary.
Is the ride broken? What's going on?
Yeah, maybe yeah. that's the secret. Maybe Anthem needs like German.
Yeah. Because yeah. that's the thing is like, I do love how it looks. I even like how the city looks. I think it looks, it's so detailed. It being first person, that section is like, oh, cool, this is effective.
Other than how fake it all feels. Mm.
Right. But then, yeah, I don't know. It's like, hey, you show up back in the city and it's night and there's all these fucking beautiful lights and the, you're like, oh, this would be cool if it was real. But then I just love the gameplay. It's really, really addictively fun.
Right.
I don't really care that it's just like, step one, fight some guys. Step two, fight some more guys. Step three, fly through a big thing. Step four, fight some more guys. It's all, like, that is all fun.
Yeah.
It just makes it fun.
Yeah.
I'm having more fun with the shooting and the hitting and the jumping than I thought I would.
And, like, the little powers and, like, all of that stuff is very well balanced. It's very well implemented. Mm. It's so fluid and smooth. It's just, it is a shame. And it's not, like, I don't want to be a, oh, but they, the story and the dialogue isn't the focus, so it shouldn't matter. Like, it does matter.
Yeah.
It matters in all games that I play.
Especially, imagine saying this about a BioWare game 10 years ago.
Well, absolutely.
It's completely flipped the other way to how they used to be.
If they hadn't lost all of those talented people in those shitty years with EA and stuff,
yeah,
then this would be a perfect game, probably.
It could be a lot better than it is, for sure. Like, it's just, I think my biggest problem with it is, yeah, it doesn't feel like anyone making it really cared about it.
The whole time you're just like, this is a Destiny ripoff with dollar signs in their eyes.
Yeah.
Completely. If you like that sort of game, this one plays quite well.
Yeah.
And for a period of time, there's enough playing it where you're always matching with people and just multiplayer is innately fun. So it rides... Sure. on that to some extent. But it is going to be forgotten about pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm interested in what's going to happen with it because, like,
oh boy.
I think people who love Destiny and The Division and other games like that where it's about teaming up, leveling up, getting loot, improving your javelin thing, which I think is fun. I've had a lot of fun customizing that, finding out what weapons I actually like. And getting like a sick one randomly drop is still that's an endorphin rush. Like that's just a brainstem fucking.
Yeah. I'm not finding that loop with this game to be that. Maybe just because it's never been something that's hit with me ever, but this one is less so even.
I think, because it still ticks all those boxes of, you're right, like games that I also don't generally care for. People who like that shit, I think, would like it. Like, why would they not?
Maybe 75% of the time that you're spending with it is enjoyable, but not amazing.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time is actively bad.
Sure.
So, like, the main thing that you're doing is good, and when you can get yourself to the point where you're zipping through everything else and just kind of doing this pretty satisfying loop.
Yeah.
But, like, the cutscenes and shit that there are, and there are a few that, like, it forces you to watch or doesn't you can skip everything, but anyway. Fuck.
That one where it's like, and this is what happened to that old city. That's why. And the
then
bloody
you meet,
guys.
Like, the bad guy, and he's like, oh, I'm like a. I've got a muscly fucking robot suit.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest fucking character.
Yeah.
He's still wearing a robot suit, but his looks more muscly.
That's sick. That's awesome.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not stupid. Everyone else is stupid for not making theirs look like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's fine. Arguably, he's the only smart one in this world.
Yeah, I gave my robot suit tits.
It's got a huge dong.
It's fucking I don't know. It looks fine as well. Like, It is of the fidelity that video games are now, which is incredible.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of the art design or anything sticks out. I don't think any of it looks... Mm. It looks like Halo and Destiny and Horizon have made a lot of money recently.
Yeah.
So they've been smashed together.
Yep. I also think... I think that the story is worse than Destiny 2's story.
I completely agree.
It's closer to Destiny 1.
And which Destiny... always had a bad story, but it seemed like they wanted it to be good.
Yes, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? This one, it feels like no one gave a shit about it.
They're happy for it to be bad.
Yeah. It's like this fucking weird auto-generated thing. All the fucking dumbass words that they use. You know what I mean? Like those just a fucking bad sci-fi term can wreck something.
I agree.
I feel like this is like a... either one person or a small team of writers who all have the same bad sense of humor and no editor.
Yeah.
Like, that is how the dialogue feels.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate the fucking glossary
that
you need for this game. And, like, all the characters are bland as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, like, the sort of archetypes you'd expect from this of, like, I'm the tough old guy, but I'll go easy on you at some point.
I'm the strict lady officer.
Yeah.
I'm going to be strict, but... I will eventually come to respect you.
I'm a little bit wacky and I'm brilliant, but I'm a little reckless and I'm helping you out and I can fix this in a second, but I'm distracted.
Yes.
Fucking dumb pieces of shit.
So, fun game, shitty writing.
Yes. And the level of fun of the game, I would say, doesn't stand out unless you really like this type of game.
Yeah, okay, right.
And if Destiny didn't hit with you, I reckon this will hit less.
Okay.
I don't think the movement is special enough to carry it.
I do. I genuinely do. I think it's fun enough that if you like that kind of, if you like flying around in Just Cause, blowing shit up, it's a very similar feeling sort of movement to that, which I loved and I played those games a lot. Like, that's why I think this is like, maybe not an 8 out of 10, but this is a game I would recommend if you think that it sounds like you'd like it, basically. Yeah, yeah. Which is a very dumb thing to say, but it's like, I think we've covered every angle we possibly can.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. If I had to give it a rating, here is how I've come to this rating in my head of 5. Because 25% of it is flat out bad.
Right.
So that makes it a 7.5. And then of that remaining 75%, that's about 2/3 thumbs up.
Right.
That would get about a 66% on its own. Which brings you down to a 50%.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd say
Which feel that sentence that I just said,
yes.
That's how it feels like they designed this game.
Yeah, okay, right.
With these stupid fucking decisions of like, well, Destiny should be 50% of this game.
Yeah.
It should feel like something an idiot came up with.
Yeah.
I just think don't skip all the dialogue, skip all the cutscenes, and if you like customizing a kind of fun robot and flying around shooting shit, then it's a fun game and you'll like it.
As long as you like co-op multiplayer, because it is better as that.
Yeah.
If you like BioWare games, like if you liked the original Mass Effect games or whatever, you won't like this at all.
Yes.
There's nothing here. Like, it's crazy how different this studio is
than
how it used to be.
That, like, I had to just stop thinking about that because it is so disappointing.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah, exactly. I think this game is valueless from that point of view.
Mm.
But the shooting is weirdly fun.
Yeah.
I played a game that someone recommended in our Facebook group, an iOS game called Snakebird.
Oh, yes.
He specifically recommended one that's just come out called Snakebird Primer, which is a slightly easier version of a game called Snakebird.
Nice.
I fucked up and accidentally got the hard one.
Oh,
but,
Thomas.
It's really great. It's got a really great style. It's very cute. It's kind of...
I'm going to look
it up. It's sort of like if Mobile Phone Snake was like a platformer, I guess.
Right.
So it's like a puzzle platformer game where you... moving a little snake around the screen trying to pick up apples, but they are arranged in a way where you have to get there in a very specific way.
Okay.
So you have to work out how to like...
Is this Snake?
Yeah.
Are you describing Nokia Snake?
I just said that.
I was looking at an email.
I said that 3 seconds ago.
Well, they put an ad for a show that we're not doing in New Zealand in the New Zealand Fringe Guide. So
okay.
Don't buy tickets to that.
Cool.
I'm looking at pictures of the game.
Yeah.
What's it called? Snake Boy.
Snake the
Rat Boy.
So yeah, you have to loop. You basically there'll be an apple kind of like, you know, three kind of blocks above you.
Right. Is this and snake?
You have to work out how to, because it's snake, but it's like gravity. So you're not just on a, you know, snake felt like you're looking top down,
yeah,
moving around. This is like, so if you want to get up those three blocks, you have to kind of like loop your way around yourself to kind of stack yourself up.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
And then there's also
played,
like a bird does.
Mm.
Snake's tail?
Snake pass.
What was
snake
it called?
Pass. That's what it was. Yeah.
Snake
it's,
pass.
Yeah. It's that in 2D, but good.
Okay. Right.
Yeah right. Because, yes, that was famously a bad game.
It was okay-ish.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't mind it, but
25% of it was bad.
And so there's like gaps in the floor, and you know, there's platforms that you can strategically hook yourself to,
right,
to sort of then work your way up to that. But then
how,
there'll be spikes and
this?
Stuff. You're swiping in the direction that you want to move.
Makes sense to me.
And yeah, it the original one, I can see why they've kind of had to make a easy one of it,
right,
because from like level 3. It's like, how the fuck do it? It really just throws
shit
you right in.
Yeah.
It's really challenging. Cool little puzzler, but it's like got that thing that's like, it's super, once you crack it, once you can kind of see the moves, you go, oh, fuck, all right, I've got to go around that corner. And then, because it is like Snake in the sense that, yeah, the same thing of when you get an apple, you grow a bit.
Yeah.
So now it's like, okay, well, now I've got enough length in me to make it up to that platform to get
hell
that one
yeah
in the mouth. Yeah, yeah.
You're a bit regular Charizard over there.
Yeah, apples make me really horny, so now my dick has grown.
Fuck
yeah.
And
I can latch it onto this platform and get up there. But, yeah, it's fun. It's a really fun little game.
Nice.
Yeah, especially with the, I haven't tried the slightly easy one yet, but it looks great.
I really love the style of it.
Yeah, it's cool, cartoony little look.
Mm.
It's got a little overworld map, which is kind of a cool touch.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a funnily named, yeah, these long snake-like things that have beaks. And
yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, really recommend it.
Hell yeah.
And thank you to that gentleman who plugged that in our group.
Oh, we should mention, we've just found out today, apparently we're in a game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
references to us are in the trophies of a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That counts.
I also made myself in NBA Live as a character.
Ah, okay.
I'm playable.
Nice.
And I'm terrible at basketball.
So the game's called Desert Bird.
Is this Snake?
Yes. Snake.
Yeah.
Snake. Snake. Bird. Yeah, we're in this game.
Is it Desert Bird or Desert Child?
It might be Desert Child.
I'm
thinking of Snake
Bird. You got birds
bird
on the brain.
Hell yeah, brother.
A regular bird brain over there.
Now that is funny shit.
Yeah, so this person tweeted it. They listened to the show and they've put references to us in there.
They tweeted the us to say, oh, when we said like, oh, sorry if the episode's not on Spotify, it's a problem.
Mm.
Bear with us. They were like,
which they are fixing, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, they did a funny tweet about like, oh, where should I review bomb you guys for being shit?
Right.
And then someone replied to that and was like, oh my God, you are a member of the filth? And so I was like, well, who's this guy?
Mm.
He's a games developer.
That's crazy that he didn't, that he listens, that he, but he didn't send us a thing to go, hey boys, I've put you into this game.
I know.
He just waited for it to come up in a tweet exchange about Spotify.
It's insane to me.
To be fair, he might have, and we might have missed it. I miss stuff all the time. Like what you were talking about earlier. Was that game Snake that you were describing?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was making a ringtone on the Nokia 5210.
Yes. I did look this up before. The achievements are like the stones on this guy.
Oh, sick.
Nice.
Good morning video games. Couple of others, two baboons at once.
Really?
Is one of them.
That is so good.
For like if you kill two enemies at the same time, which means that like most people have gotten it.
Yeah.
Which is cool. So
and the game looks sick. It looks really
cool. Yeah.
We aren't affiliated with it in any way. We aren't like,
I forgot the name of it,
making money
or
anything.
But yeah, very
it
nice thing of
so
that.
So don't buy it. No.
Nice thing of that guy to do. That's very cool.
Mm.
Well, we better wrap it up for another week. Let's quickly get some plugs in here. We've all got shows that are on sale at the Comedy Festival now. You can see Chimp Cop. You can see my stand-up show, Balding Cherub. You can see Adam Knox's show, My Compliments to the Jeff.
Thank you very
open
much.
Open brackets. Pretend my name is Jeff. That's close correct. Brackets.
Yes.
So comedyfestival.com.au for all them. Thank you to all the people who got in touch in London to say that they wanted to see a show. By popular demand. Four people. I'm treating this like the TV ratings, boys. I'm scaling up by 1,000.
Right.
Monday the 6th of May at 4 p.m.
That it's sounds the... like a show that was popularly demanded. 4 p.m. on a Monday.
It's a bank. It's a public holiday.
It is a bank holiday in the UK. Yeah. That's what they call them there. Mm. They call bloody Pokemon grub toppers. I guess we should mention we might be having...
And I'm not done with the plug.
Well, this is a plug as well.
No, yeah, but I'm still plugging my thing.
Okay. It sounded like you were done because you described everything about it.
Angelcomedy.co.uk is where you can get tickets for that.
Mm. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done now.
I was just going to say, I don't know if we want to make... this is cool for us. We might have some ads running on the show now.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know what you think of them. It obviously helps the show out.
Oh, don't invite this.
I want people to enjoy the show. Like, we don't know how this is going to work. If it's like egregious in any way, let us know.
Yeah.
Because we would prefer for the show to be good.
Yeah, sure.
But I think they're going to be fine, and like, it's a way for us to keep the show going. So,
and make it better.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. If you can put up with them.
Yeah. I can quit my job.
That, hey, imagine the sort of content we'll have.
Yeah.
We will actually do a ranking of all 2,000 Pokemon based on dick size.
God damn.
That's a promise.
I'm happy to commit to that.
Yeah. And then that loses us all advertisers. And we're back to square
and
one.
And fans.
But yeah, I think they should be fine, but it's like...
Yeah. That's part of life, baby. Got to deal with the ads. But somewhere where you will never have to deal with the ads is over on the Patreon feed.
Yes.
If you chip in $10 a month, you can get a little bonus one of these every week. A separate RSS feed where we dick around more and we talk about other pop culture stuff. Really enjoying doing those ones. Lots of great feedback on them so far. So thanks to everyone that subscribes. Head to filthycasuals.com.au and you can find links to all of the social media stuff. Bandcamp, where we do premium episodes and all that kind of stuff. Guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
Pikachu would probably have a pretty small one.
I agree.
I reckon. Yeah. Tiny little, like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, but it vibrates.
It's electric. It's a rabbit. He's not a rabbit, he's a mouse.
He's a rat.
Fuck!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.